I read an article earlier this month about a woman named Layla, who was the mother of six children. And the three oldest ones were Anthony, 13 years old, Angelina, 12, and Sienna, 9. And they were walking through that neighborhood with their cousin one night, and a 29-year-old man whose blood alcohol content was 3 times the legal limit was speeding through the neighborhood, and he went right through a red light and hit and killed all the children and injured 3 others. Really tragic story. But the article was about an interview that they had with the mother. And this was just a couple days after the accident, when the mother went to the site of the accident for the first time. And you can imagine the grief that this woman was experiencing. But a reporter went up and, you know, started asking her questions. And what she said to the reporter was that she didn't hate the man who did this. She wanted the courts to be fair. But in her heart, she forgives him. And when I was reading today's readings, I thought of this mother, because the readings say, "Do not bear hatred in your heart. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge." And Jesus says in the gospel, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." And I think this woman is a wonderful example of someone who's living this out in the midst of a very difficult time. I was reflecting on, you know, where the woman got the strength to be able to forgive this individual in a time that she would have been in such pain. And I think the first thing was that she has hope in eternal life. And she recognizes that we're not created for this world. And she raised her children well in the Catholic faith. And so she has a well-founded hope that they're safe and that they're on the path to eternal life. She said that her son Anthony, earlier that day before he died, went to church and prayed a rosary. And that her daughter Angelina had recently had a dream where Saint Charbel spoke to her and said that her family is blessed. And so this was a family of deep devotion. And we can see that the grace of God was at work within this family and preparing them for the trials that would await. And I think that's a tremendous example to us as well, for our families, about the importance of truly living out the faith and making sure that our family members and our children grow up well in the faith. And the second thing that I was reflecting upon was how this woman, rather than allowing the pain that she was experiencing to turn her heart towards anger or towards hatred, she turned her pain to the stations of the cross. She said in the interview that she is living Good Friday, that she was uniting her pain to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And so rather than turning that pain towards hatred, she used it to unite herself more deeply to the wounded heart of Jesus Christ. And she recognizes that the love of Christ is more powerful than any of the darkness of this world, and certainly more powerful than the evil she's suffering through at this time. And so she used this opportunity to turn to Jesus and to be more deeply united to him, and to draw her strength from him rather than embracing hatred or anger. I think one of the things that we can learn from this is that our faith has to be strong. You know, the world is going to throw a lot of challenges at us, and all of us experience, you know, different trials in our life. And a mediocre faith or a shallow relationship with Jesus Christ isn't going to be enough to sustain us through those difficult times. And so in our prayer and in our devotion to the sacraments, it's important for us to strive for a deep faith and a deep trust in Jesus Christ that's so strong that no matter what trials are going to come our way, that we will triumph over the darkness. That's the type of faith that each one of us should be striving for. And the second thing I think we can learn from this is that if this woman, in the situation that she's in the deep pain that she's in, could forgive the individual who did this, and if Christ, even from the cross, could forgive those who were crucifying him, how much more should we be willing to forgive those who have wronged us? and perhaps to reflect upon who the people are in our life that we need to forgive. You know, maybe it's someone who has wronged us out of a few dollars financially. Or maybe it's someone who has spoken ill of us behind our back or tried to tarnish our reputation. Or maybe it's somebody who has hurt somebody that we care about. You know, but certainly we're called to forgive those people. And if this woman can forgive them, and if Christ can forgive those who were persecuting him on the cross, you know, how much more should we have the strength to forgive those who have harmed us? Love doesn't require us to feel good about the people who have hurt us, because we can't always control our emotions. But love does call us to forgive. And love calls us to pray for those who are our enemies or those who have harmed us. And so we pray at this Mass that we might have the grace to be able to follow that example, to be able to forgive those who have harmed us and to pray for them so that we may be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.